You're thinking about installing hardwood floors and setting off your house just right? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the only way to go. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com. Three locations, Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. Locally owned and operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and affiliates.
If you shop for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding. And you'll never paint again.
How much is that jar in the window?
It's like a Christmas song. It's gonna be Minnie Peake, and you started again. Now listen, tell me if you don't think it sounds like it's gonna be Silver Bells or something. Start it over. Christmassy feel to it.
Silver bells,
silver bells. But we know that it means. We know it means it's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. Now, we don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. Our station pets. We have a cat, Vagina. We have a male cat, Penis.
Yeah.
We have.
I'm just catching up, not just it.
We have a couple of dogs, Goldie and Max. They love Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't if you have pets? Your pets love him, too. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Here's how this works.
Before we go to Dr. Doug, and I just received some calls, and I have three different traffic bulletins. There's traffic messes everywhere, and these apparently just happened.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's put on hold just for a moment any other business and go right. Are you going to issue these bulletins?
Yes.
I now, will. With three traffic bulletins, here is here's Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
Thank you, Frank. Both 70 eastbound and westbound around Zumbel. The caller said you're pretty much screwed. There's accidents on both sides of the highway. So eastbound, westbound 70 around Zumbel, there's a mess. This just happened. Emergency equipment not on the scene, yes. Westbound 6440, west of 141, two lanes are blocked there. That just happened. And another one on 55 southbound, south of Bayless, there's an accident with the fast lane and the middle lane blocked there. So there we go.
Left two lanes.
Yes, the left two lanes. Well, there's a mess everywhere right now.
You know, whether you realize it or not, you may have just saved a life. Think about it. You could be a hero and not even know. You could have saved someone's life. That's what we forget, the service we provide here.
I feel good about myself.
And how heroic we sometimes are. Well, thank you for that. And as I said, Dr. Doug's brought to you by Laclede Cab. Now, here's the way this works. I'm going to give the numbers, and you really do need to jump right on here, because once they load up, we get to a point we can't take anymore. First come, first serve, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. If you have a pet, here's a chance to get some good free advice from one of the best in the biz, ladies and gentlemen, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Great, doctor. Now, we got that muffled way away from the phone sound again, so we'll have to ask.
How's that?
Well, that's still muffled, but it's louder.
Okay.
Okay. How you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know what's different today, but do you have a sock in your mouth by any chance?
No, I think it's It's a phone I'm using is probably not the best.
Okay. I want you to say hi to two people, Dr. Doug. Running the control board while Peon is out is Mini-P. Mini-P, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mini-P?
Doing good.
And have you ever heard the name John Larrabee?
I have not.
There you go.
You know, John, doesn't that make you feel 20, 30 years in the business? Doesn't that make you feel great? I have that happen to me all the time, and it's a reality check.
I kind of like it. It's like being in the witness protection program.
It is. And when I have that happen to me, I just go, that is the reality check that we all need. His name, doctor, is John Larrabee. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Hey, nothing much. How about you, John?
Good. What's up, Doc? That was very, very well done.
Wow.
So here's the deal. Doctor, is there anything we need to know in particular? You want to just take some calls?
I take some calls. I'm ready for you.
One last time for the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Lynn. Lynn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I know who Frank is. I know Frank. Well, you're Frank. I know John. I know who John is. I listen to you guys enough. Hey, I got a little funny story. Take me a second. And then I got a real question for the doctor.
Okay.
I've got a Cairn Terrier, little guy, probably about 12 pounds, and a Chihuahua. And as we all know, Chihuahuas are a little off in the left field anyway. Uh-huh. I call it my psycho dog. Anyway, they made it at one time. We had five puppies, gave them away to good homes. They all got rehomed, and I got him taken care of. So he ain't going to be making puppies anymore. But I was over at my buddy's house who has one of the dogs, and the dog gets nervous, and weed on my shoe. Well, I go home not really thinking nothing of it. I wipe it off. The Karen comes over, the Chewini comes over, and all sniffing around me, saying, hey, this smells something familiar. It's one of our kids. And then the Karen hikes up his leg. He's going to remark my shoe. Needless to say, I moved him out of the way. Okay, getting to the technical question. The Chewini, she gets into these sneezing fits so bad, you think she's going to have a coronary. My God, can the dog get allergies this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. This is also a good time for allergies. You got a lot of new growth coming outside, and you don't know how that's going to impact your little dog. I was going to ask you another question. Has she gotten spayed?
No, I have not spayed her. They're kept in a very, very close quarters. They have a small yard.
Yeah, not for that reason, though, but you need to get her spayed because she's going to keep cycling, and she's more prone to infections that might end up at the emergency clinic with an emergency uterine infection, and it happens very often. So it was a good idea to neuter him, but it's probably also a good idea to get her spayed.
A lot of times you catch special deals places and that, you know, but I guess when I did him, we live over in Bond County, and I just went over to the place in one of the vet places in Greenville and had him taken care of and did an excellent job. He came out of it 100%.
Sure.
But she'll get the sneezing so hard. I mean, it could be dust in the house, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything I can do to help?
There's some, you might talk to your veterinarian about trying some antihistamines and see if that'll help. And there are some cleaning products that can help reduce the amount of dust material in there. And that would be some ways to approach it first and make sure there isn't some other physical problem like a little foreign body in the nasal passage. Okay?
Well, I guess I could always take her into my vet and have her take a peek at her, I guess. She needs her nails cut anyway.
Good.
And I always have the vet apply the fleece. It's time to put the fleece stuff on. I know that.
Okay.
So. Well, thank you very much, Doctor. All you guys at the morning show in the afternoon, I listen to you regularly, and I love you, and have a good day.
Well, Len, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Believe it or not, the segment's over, and I'm going to tell you why. One of three things have happened. Many, many times this equipment malfunctions because it is, and I really like, and I came up with this by myself, state of the art.
Yeah.
From the state of art Fleming. And it's 45 years old. So that's the issue, or John Larrabee has driven our entire audience away. We don't have anybody left listening. Or nobody loves Dr. Doug anymore. And nobody has a question, and everybody's pets are perfect. So it's one of those three. Or people just thought, I'm not going to call because I can't get through. I'm going with the malfunctioning phone system because that's usually what it is. Doctor, I apologize.
No problem.
We'll do this again next week.
I did have a call yesterday from the lady that called last week. Remember that she had a dog with a cyst, and you said... And it was like an open cyst, and you had said something about
get that capsule removed surgically.
Yes. And she said that she took the dog in, and you were absolutely correct.
Thank you very much.
Before you get away with John Larrabee here, John, do you have a pet?
I used to, but I do not.
What did you have?
I had a black lab mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Great dog.
And it died or...
Old age.
And you didn't get another one?
No.
See, that's usually pet people. They get another dog, but not you for whatever reason. Doctor, we'll do this again next week, okay?
Thank you so much. Right,
Dr. Doug Kurtikoff, everybody. Kurtikoff, brought to you. Sorry about the phones. They're crappy, and it's just happens. That's the way
I don't think it's a problem with the phones
today. I think it is.
I'm going with B on that.
Laclede, me too. Laclede Cab. That you ran everybody off?
Yeah.
Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Now, according to Nielsen, I don't understand when they say last night, blank blank show drew 4 million, had 4 million viewers. I don't know how accurate that really could be, because I know that Nielsen at least is a far better system than the stinking Arbitron radio system that radio is forced to use because there's nothing else. But I've still never in my life had a Nielsen box on my TV. John, have you?
I was part of a TV survey once, yes.
But would they come and put an electronic box on you?
No, I just had to fill out a log.
And that doesn't count. See, because these Nielsen ratings, when they say somebody had a 17% of the audience, or last night, or the Super Bowl drew 8 million people, that's all Nielsen stuff. But my problem with it is, Dan, you ever had a Nielsen box on your phone?
No.
Mini P, ever had a Nielsen box?
No.
So, of course, ask 100 people today. 99 of them at least will say, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you have DirecTV or Dish?
I have DirecTV.
I do too. And have you ever noticed when you go to, search mode or something like that, these different things will pop up and say, you might enjoy, and you'll discover after noticing it's stuff that you normally record.
Right, it tracks.
Yeah, it tracks. And so I think if you have DirecTV or Dish, those ratings are instantaneous. They know exactly who's watching what.
Well, you know what? That could be one way, but what about the people who don't have DirecTV or Dish? What about the people with an antenna? What about the people with cable? What about the people with, UVerse? I don't know. I think people, we just tend to believe whatever they say, yet nobody ever bothers to go, show me how you got that number. How did you put that together? You know what? This is a great opportunity right now because John's here. John's been in this business a long time. This will be a great opportunity for me to tell you the latest, greatest story about the joke. And this is a personal opinion, but everybody in radio will agree with it. The joke that is radio ratings. There is a company, and it's the only game in town, and they pay you. You pay them to play. You pay to be part of the ratings. And if you don't pay them, then you can't use the ratings. You can't go out and sell your advertisers or quote numbers, inaccurate though they are, and they're very inaccurate. If it says you're number one, you probably aren't. And if it says you're number 20, you probably aren't, because this is such a ridiculous rating. I'm going to share a story with you. Absolutely happened in our radio station about 6 weeks ago. This company, and I've mentioned the name before, sent two representatives to our radio station for a meeting. And when they called our manager, Mike Dorsey, they said, we'd like to come by. They made an appointment to come by and see him. And he said, yeah, okay, come on by. They sat in his office, and they started wanting to know how everything is going. And he realized, after a few minutes, these two clowns didn't even know we don't subscribe to their rating service. Now, this is the company that's supposed to be telling people what radio station has how big an audience and who's listening every 15 minutes. They don't even know who their own customers are. And when he said, for 4 years, we haven't even subscribed to your system, which, by the way,
cost us, I think, $250,000 a year. And yeah, I know, turn the mics on in the annex.
Man.
I know they're gasping and oohing and aahing.
There's a lot of oohing and aahing.
There is oohing and aahing.
I can see them grabbing their sides.
I see them over there. I don't hear them oohing.
Oh, yeah, they're trying.
There they go. Yeah. And here's what's interesting. When we paid them, we had decent ratings. We were right in there with, you know, most of the other top 10, 15, whatever stations. Once we didn't pay them anymore, if you look at the ratings, it's like we don't exist.
Huh.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Wow.
But while they were in the office, he told me that he asked them, he said, while you're here, just out of curiosity, how many PPMs do you have out in the St. Louis area? Now, PPMs are personal people meters. What they do is they give people, it looks like a pager or a cell phone, and you're supposed to carry this with you or wear it on your belt or whatever, and it literally hears and records in its database what stations you listen to. The prayer's a problem. If you get in a cab and the cab driver has got a Bosnian radio station on and you're making a trip to the airport, it's going to list that you like Bosnian radio. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. So he asked these people who didn't even know we didn't subscribe how many were in St. Louis. They didn't know. So they had to, I guess, call into the office or get online or something, and they finally came up with the answer. They said, we have 340. Out of 2.6 million people in the St. Louis listening area, they got 340 of these things that are supposed to be telling advertisers, ad agencies, who's listening to what. It is an absolute joke. So when I see the Nielsen ratings, I just wonder, How accurate is it really? But I will share this with you, and then we'll get to the phones. Now they're lighting up again. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. But now we're behind. The number one show this last week on the networks, Big Bang Theory. Dan, you've seen it?
Seen what?
Big Bang Theory.
No. Well, I saw it like once. I can't really get in. I couldn't get into it that much.
Mini-P?
I have not seen it.
John?
I record it every week.
You love it.
Can't say I love it, but I like it.
But you like, well, apparently a lot of people do. It's number one. And right up there, a very close second, with the NCAA. We can't count that because that's not regular programming. Okay, basketball. So let's go to number three, the Country Music Awards. I can't really count that. That's not a regular show either. Number four, let's go with that as number two, Person of Interest. I've never seen it.
Oh, love that show.
See, I've never watched it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, great.
Next up, Dancing with the Stars. I watch it for the legs. Best legs on television, Dancing with the Stars. And is Winona still
in? The women are nice, too.
Yeah. Is Winona still in?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, I got to get caught up with that. The Voice. I like The Voice better than American Idol. I will say that. I like the spin-around chair thing. 2.5 Men, which I don't understand how it's in the top 10, because I tried to watch it with Ashton Kutcher. I don't get it. Charlie Sheen, I got it. Next is Castle. I don't even know what that is. NCIS, don't watch it. Blue Bloods, that's a Tom Selleck, don't watch it. And I think the reason I don't watch those shows is, to me, aren't they all kind of the same show? It's cop shows.
I think
solving
so.
Things. So they're sort of all the same show. I've told you before, and then this really, the show that I am literally, not literally, but almost addicted to, is The Following with Kevin Bacon. It's not even in the top 20.
Love that show.
Unbelievable, that show.
It's good.
And it's not even in the top 20. And I just, it is, it's been a long time since I watch a show, and when it's over, I'm mad that it's over. And I can't wait till next week. It's on Monday night, not even in the top 20. And it's a network show because it's a Fox show. We're going to head up north to Johnny Landolf Chevrolet and actually talk to John Landolf Jr. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I could almost, I think, that should just mirror your choices on TV. The Following, first of all, unbelievable program. And Landolf boys turned Mimi and I onto that. I mean, it is, you know, for network TV, it's intense.
Now, when it comes back on, will you pick up, or have you ever watched Homeland?
No, we have not. We need to get into, go back and pull that up on DVR or whatever and watch it. It's kind of hard to get into an episode. or series that you haven't really begun.
No, you need you have to, if you want, you need to go get the first season and watch. If you do that, you'll that's all you need. Now, John, I'm going to mention this for you because of what it is that you like to do so much in a particular time of the year and when the season comes. The number one cable show, meaning, for those who don't know the difference, it's not a network. It's not an ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CW. It's cable. Number one, Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. Does that surprise you? Yeah. I mean, the entire country now is getting turned on to ducks and duck hunting and duck calls
but you've seen this
family. I mean, is some funny stuff. I mean, people who, you know, even in our family, who just, you know, oh, you duck hunt? Well, that's kind of weird. Now they're like, hey, maybe we kind of get it. They are very funny. And not every duck hunter is that funny.
Now, let me ask you this, because I've only watched part of one show. Isn't this the family that kind of makes almost every duck call sold in the world?
No, I mean, there are hundreds of manufacturers of duck calls.
But that's what they do. They're in the duck call business.
That's exactly right. You know, here's some trivia. Phil Robertson was starting quarterback at LSU ahead of Terry Bradshaw. And either his freshman or sophomore year at LSU, the football, the head coach came up and said, now, Phil, you got to make a decision. Because he would hang gutted deer in his dorm room.
Oh my!
Every morning he would be up, you know, at 3 and going out and either deer hunting, depending on the season, deer hunting, turkey hunting, duck hunting. You know, he was hunting. Okay, and the coach said, "No, Phil, you got to make a decision. Either, you know, you got to play football, or I'm gonna get the starting position to Terry Bradshaw, or you're gonna hunt."
I think he made a good decision.
I think he did, didn't he?
I think the Duck Dynasty boys have a lot of money.
They were on the Country Music Awards, and he took the stage with his wife, Willie did, to his son, and he goes, you know, I know all these singers, something like, all these singers have great voices, they're unbelievable, but there's nothing like the sound of a duck.
Now, there's another show in the top 10 on cable.
Find the humor in that.
I actually tried to watch this show. I don't get it, and I don't get any of the other Real Housewives of fill-in-the-blank town. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What am I missing here? It's just a bunch of chicks sitting around talking about going to lunch or something. Is there something I'm supposed to be getting that I'm not getting? Have you guys watched this at all, this Real Housewives?
Someone made a correction. It's Louisiana Tech, not Louisiana State University. Louisiana Tech back on Phil Robertson, but I don't really watch a lot of TV. I mean, sports, yes, but if it's a really interesting program, a funny program, The Voice, The Voice, I just find that really, really funny too. Those four, you know, main characters, you can see that they really get along and they make it funny. I think it's it's cool, but you know, there's reality TV has almost gone off the edge, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, why isn't there the Real Husbands of St. Louis or something? Why is it always why is our housewives the only interesting people?
I don't know if that could be a hit.
Yeah.
How about like the Real Airports of America and Lambert? You know, where do you think Lambert would finish?
60th or 70th?
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow. But a little stormy weather out there right now.
That's all right. It'll away.
It's a great time to come out and get a deal.
Your kitty, the wonderful Kitty Harrison, sent me over the sheet on these lease deals. Let me tell you something, folks. I've leased cars. I've bought cars. I've paid cash for cars. I've made payments on cars. I've done it all. And every once in a while, a lease opportunity comes along. And there was a time when people thought that leasing was strictly for business people. Oh, it's a business car, so it's a tax write-off, and I'll lease it. If you don't have a lot of money down or a big trade-in and you want to get in a new car that you know you're probably going to want to swap off for something else in 3 or 4 years anyway, every once in a while a great lease comes along. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at these, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Cruise, brand new 2013 Cruise LS automatic transmission, 200. Now, this is nothing down. This is zero first payment, no security deposit, 36 months, $12,000 a year. $209 a month.
Correct.
Let's turn the Annex mic on. They got to be you and an I. They have to be.
Some money at these deals, and it's I've leased. I've leased, I think, some Suburban years ago. It was actually a time when my dad said, no, you can't put your wife into a Suburban as a company vehicle. She was driving that really beautiful model called the Lumina APV van.
I remember that. I didn't like that van.
Neither did Mimi. And so I did. I did a 24-month lease on a Suburban because I wanted her driving the safest vehicle she and the boys, that Chevy makes. But $209 a month for an automatic loaded 2013 Cruise LS.
That's a good-looking car, too.
$246 for a Malibu, 2013 Malibu. And again, that's no money down, no first payment. That's a zero. You basically, you don't even have to bring a pen. We'll provide the pen for you. How's that?
No, unbelievable. Huh? 2013 Equinox, $281 a month. Again, nothing down, no first payment, no security deposit. And last but not least, the new Camaro Coupe 2013, the ILS. Is that what it's called, ILS or 1LS?
Yeah, 1L.
The 1LS. What does that mean, the Coupe 1LS Camaro?
It's still got a ton of it's not an SS. It's not an LT. So it's going to. It's still got a great deal of equipment, but it's not a $35,000. It's still about a $29,000 MSRP Camaro for $305 a month.
$305 a month. There you go.
Great
lease options.
Here we have. I tell you, we have a lot of trucks. A lot of trucks, up to $13,000 off Silverado crew cabs, and at least $10,000 off Silverado extended cab. Another half-ton crew cab. So 13s on HD crew cabs. We have a lot of heavy-duty, three-quarter ton 2013 Silverados, and it's a great time to buy. And the trade-ins, Nelly. I've always wanted to say that.
Now, you think Nelly's listening? You think he's listening? Because
yeah.
Nelly could afford anything on that lot.
Nelly!
Yeah, I hope he's... Yeah. Nelly, if you're listening, personal plea, personal invitation for John Landoff to come out and check out these mm-hmm. terrific vehicles. He might want to change his up a little. I've seen a couple of his cars. He might want to customize them a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would think so. We need your trade-in. That includes you, Frank. That includes everybody in the studio. We need your trade-in. We need trade-ins so bad. And we'll prove it to you by giving you just top dollar. Okay? We need, whether it's a car, truck, van, SUV, the pre-owned department at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is on fire. I mean, not literally. It's just, business is just great. We're really blessed, lucky. Got a great team. They're doing a great, great job. But, again, you got to feed the monster. We sell 10, 12 a day. We need to be able to take that many in trade. And or if you don't really have a need, if you have two or three cars in the driveway, you need to sell one, we'll buy it.
All right, we're way out of time. How do folks find you, and where's that phone number? I know it, we know it, but for the people who may have just moved to St. Louis, not even unpacked yet, trying to figure out where's the local dry cleaners, we need to go to a Chevy dealer. Where do they find you?
They call 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, intersection of Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, and 24/7. 365 at thelawnduff.com, and we will take great, great, great care of your unbelievable listeners, and they'll have a phenomenal time. Great nice. Time, and just ask for me. Love to meet them all.
You always do. We'll send them. They're on the way. Thank you, John.
Bye. Thanks, Frank.
All right. What's that last thing you said? Omble.
Bye.
It sounded like you said omble.
Oh, maybe he's...
That could be some code,
yeah.
Kind of car dealer code or something.
Omble.
See you later, John. We'll send them omble. We'd have to lay that back and check it, but it might be a secret code. We can find out what it means. Where are we? Oh, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. It's a real mess. Here's Tim Weiland.
It is a real mess. Boy, you had the baseball game lit out. You've got rush hour traffic, and all of a sudden on southbound 55 south of Union, you've got a crash that only the right lane is open. Traffic is backed up just a little bit south of 4500 South Broadway, a couple of mile or many mile of back up there. Eastbound 64, you're running slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, you're jammed up from west of Compton through McCausland, Clayton Warson through Mason. Now we've got an accident that's blocking lanes on near Timberlake Manor, so it's going to be slow getting through there. Southbound 270, stop and go, 64 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 jams at McDonald. This report is brought to you by Quaker State. New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence for a wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you tried all kinds of joint supplements and always been left with the same feeling of disappointment? That's because today's joint formulas are all pretty much the same. Chondroitin, glucosamine, or a combination of the two. But now there's a totally different, completely revolutionary joint relief formula with ingredients that are up to twice as effective as chondroitin and glucosamine. It's called Beneflex, and right now, you can get a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-500-7213. The key natural ingredients in Beneflex's formula are so powerful that you only need to take one pill a day. Just one pill. And even better, with Beneflex, you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. This is a totally different joint relief solution that can make a real difference in your life. So call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beneflex is also available at GNC. But remember, you can only receive your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-500-7213. That's 1-800-500-7213.
In this uncertain world we live in, who better to protect your most precious assets than you? Hi, I'm Jim Tremelli, owner of Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. We want you to know that we take security seriously, not just personal security, but documents, valuables, cash, guns, photographs, and family heirlooms. Our safes are manufactured by American Security Products, whose superior design and craftsmanship offers safes that are child, burglary, and fire resistant. Our family business offers more than the big box stores. We'll take you through the entire process from selection to delivery. No one in the area stocks as many options as Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. Choose from beautiful, highly polished safes with adjustable shelving for your guns and documents, or smaller safes designed for fire protection and security, perfect for both home and business. Call us at 314-429-4100 or visit us on our website at tipstl.com. That's T-I-P-S-T-L.com. Or come on by. We're easy to work with and easy to find on the corner of Schutz and Lackland.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
A message from Wilkie Window and Door.
When you're replacing windows in your home, Anderson 400 Series windows give you more. More selection, more performance, more confidence. All from the most trusted name in windows. It's no wonder they're in more homes than any other window. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. We make replacement solutions happen.
Available at Wilkie Window and Door. Visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh. Or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath April Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the April Warehouse Sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Three generations of Slimans, and now three locations. Slimin Brothers, the number one appliance company in St. Louis, is happy to announce their newest store in South County. That means three times the opportunity for the lowest prices in town. Three times the opportunity for great service, free delivery, and free haulaway of old appliances, and expert advice. Who could ask for anything more when there's a Slimin in every store? You get good, honest customer service, superior expertise, and great deals. Family-owned and operated for 48 years, the friendly folks at Slimin Brothers will help you select from top-of-the-line manufacturers like Whirlpool. Your appliances get a daily workout, so Slimin Brothers helps you choose quality products that make your life easier and more enjoyable. If you don't know where to start, or if you know exactly what you're looking for, Slimin Brothers is your store. When you're ready to purchase a new Whirlpool stove, microwave, washer, dryer, refrigerator, or other major appliance,
Slimin Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
We want to share what it is we do, which is quite special. And the best way we can share it is with you as a subscriber.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing the allure of live theater.
What's so wonderful about the theater is the excitement of seeing something for the first time, the anticipation of something new, and the anticipation of seeing something you may have seen before.
The 2013-2014 season includes Cabaret, Fly, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, Opus, Other Desert Cities, and Noises Off.
Everything we are involved in doing, from designing and building the sets, to the costumes, the lights, the sound, to the props, we are here as part of the St. Louis community.
Reserve your tickets now for the 2013-2014 season.
We passionately believe in the theatrical experience, and there's nothing better for us than being able to share it with you.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Subscribe now. Call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
We have an extremely awkward and odd situation here. We're off the air.
Yeah.
And, of course, the people who normally listen to radio can't even hear me say we're off the air. But we have people listening. I tell you what we might do is let's get calls, if we can, from, hang on here, from people who are still listening on an app or listening online, because guess what? It's all yours. Your phones are open, and chances of you getting through are much greater now. This is a weird thing. Normally, in the old days, before there was streaming or listening apps or anything like that, you just shut down. And you can't even play, we're having technical difficulties, because they can't hear you play.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even say, sorry, we'll be back on the air momentarily. Because unlike TV, when the picture goes out, they lose video, but they can put a thing on the graphic up that says, please stand by, and you can hear somebody's voice. We can't even say we know we're off the air because they can't hear us say it. The other thing that's happening is I'm getting text like crazy, emails, you're off the air, you're off the air, you're off the air. I can't respond to all those. We know we're off the air, and so I guess you say, well, then why are you still talking? Because we still have people who listen online. And look at the calls. We're getting, wouldn't it be funny if I found out we got a bigger audience listening online than we do in cars? Then we get more calls than we ever got. Let me talk to Andy and see how he's listening to us. Andy, how you doing? Andy. Oh, Andy.
Hang on a second. There we go.
This is weird.
Now you can talk to him.
Andy, are you there?
I'm here now.
What happened there, Dan, that I couldn't talk to Andy?
Andy was off the air.
Yeah, Andy, no, they were. something was
thanks,
Dan. Something was
really
working
appreciate
here.
That.
It wasn't me. I was
Andy,
on that
Andy,
one.
Andy. Thanks for sticking with us, even though 98% of the listening audience can't hear us right now.
That's the only reason I wasn't too embarrassed to call.
Now you can test out comedy material, anything you want, because you don't have nearly as many people who could boo you.
No, I just wanted to say, usually listen to the app anyway because it sounds so much clearer.
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree with you. No, see, and many people, that didn't count. If he says, I usually listen anyway, that's not the same as somebody saying, oh, well, anyway, you blew it, Minnie P. Apologize to Andy.
I'm sorry, Andy.
All right.
It's all good, man.
He accepts your apology.
Anyway, yeah, it was.
He did it again. Now he did it. See, now he did it. Now give it. I'll give it to him. See, he said. But anyway. There you go. All right. I'm sorry. What, Andy?
The signal was especially crackly today because I got through the lightning, so I switched over to the app. And good thing I did.
Good thing you did. We're glad. Thanks for sticking. Look at these phones. We got all these phone calls. More. You know what we'll do from now? We'll just ask people who listen by apps or online to call. We'll get more calls that way. Look at that. They're just stacking up. Andy, thanks. Thanks for checking
in. Have a good one. Thank
you. You too. Look at this. Unbelievable. John, I wonder how many people we have on computers or apps. John, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you? Hey, by the way, y'all are off the air.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
And it's Mark. You need to... Mark Dorsey, not Mike.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Head.
Thank you. And now, so, John, where are you listening right now? Now, home, work? What's the deal?
Both. Work
okay.
From home.
Work from home. Good for you.
So I was listening to you online and dialed in.
Okay. Well.
So I got a question for Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug's long gone.
He left the building.
Long gone. John's trying out his comedy material.
No, that was my caller.
Oh, okay.
Painful.
Okay, anything else we can do for you?
Yes, I can, even though nobody's actually listening to us except for, you know.
Well, that's not true. I'm looking at all these names of people calling in.
Frank, I'm doing us a favor, you and I, and actually most of St. Louis. I finally cracked and called in to KMOV today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I have had some conversations about typos and things, and, you know. So I had a great conversation with this fellow that... as part of the online group, and I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to help you guys out. Every time I just sit here and I, you know, I work on the phones and all day long, but I have a couple of the medias up just to see what's going on. It's driving me nuts. So I said, give me your email, and every time I see one, which is about 30 times a day, I'll copy and paste it and send it over to you. And so hopefully St. Louisans won't be subject to this hair pulling out typo. And
you're never going to stop it, John. You're never going to stop it. And here's the best
try,
one. Here's the best one. A listener yesterday sends me a picture of a truck, and it's a business, and I will not going to name the business because I'll be shooting myself in the foot and costing myself a job, but it's an advertiser that our audience knows, and let's just put it this way. I'll give you the word that's misspelled on the truck, but I'll make up a fake slogan. Let's say their slogan is, we want to see you soon. And now, and this is an actual business everybody in our audience knows, and the word want, we want to see you soon, is spelled WAN'T. Sends me the picture and goes, how can a business, how can they not notice that it's on their trucks, want, with an apostrophe.
Oh,
we're never going to win this battle, John.
Well, I'm going to try.
All right, keep fighting the good fight, as the king used to say.
Exactly right. So, last night, I was sitting there, you know, about to go to bed, and I'm just surfing through, and there was about 8 of the 12 stories that they had online in their main section, 8 of them, you know, Cardinals, for the Cardinals, lowercase c, St. Louis. You know, lowercase s, words that just made no sense. I'm like, there was one story today, there were 6 typos in the short story.
Yeah, we've lost our ability to spell, lost our grammar, lost the basic use of the English language, and spell check won't always help you, because, like you said, Cardinals, it's not gonna, you didn't misspell it, you just forgot to capitalize it.
Yeah, I thought I'd do it this way instead of becoming an angry old man.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only guy aggravated by that. John, thanks for hanging with us.
You guys have one on your front page, too. So
I'm sure we do. Thanks for hanging with us through the storm.
Sure, buddy,
let's go to Dave, another guy who is so loyal that storm or no storm, he's with us. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Not much. Just I was listening to you on the radio, and all of a sudden I could... static, so I figured, got my laptop. Let's see if you're on air.
And where are you?
I'm at home.
You're at home. All right. Good for you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Right. We'll just get to know people, what they do, where they are, and, you know, we'll get to know the audience a little bit. And the segment of the audience that's not in the cars, there was a time when you could pretty well figure that just about every single person was in a car listening to the radio, unless you want to go way, way back to the 40s or whatever, when people came home and sat around the radio because they didn't have TV.
Yeah, I remember those days. My
yeah,
God.
But you do. Bullet is here. Hello, Bullet.
Hello, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and I'm listening on my app, too. I usually have to get you on my app first because when I'm going to Rippingham, Illinois, I think I need to sue my company because it doesn't pick up AM radio very good in this truck until I get closer to St. Louis. And
yeah.
So I already had it, my tether in my iPhone, so I just, you guys went off the air, and I switched over to a couple of radio stations. I said, well, nope, it's you guys, so look back on the app, and here I am.
Yep, luck of the draw. The storm decided to hit our tower for whatever reason. They're working on it. Bullet, we appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye.
All right, tell you what I'll do. We're going to get way behind here, and we're going to have to figure out how tomorrow to make up some of this stuff. So I'm, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right to do these commercials when we're off the air, because advertisers don't pay just to reach, I didn't make a judgment call here, they don't pay just to reach the streamers and the app people. So I think, Mini P, what we're going to have to do, and Dan, you're going to have to help me with this, we're going to have to, it's going to be weird tomorrow, but we're going to have to give these people their due. And until then, we just sit and chat and take more phone calls like Matthew here. Matthew, how are you?
I'm buying them, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Now, this is a guy with a really good, clear telephone. You hear that? It sounds like he's in the studio.
I'm on a house phone. They don't exist very much, but they still work good.
Almost a museum piece.
Yeah, you know, you have to turn this knob, and it goes...
Rotary dial.
Right.
Hey, you want to hear? I'm the only guy I know that does the sound effect of a rotary dial phone call and both ends of the conversation. Would you like to hear that?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, here we go. This is the phone ringing and the pickup and the answer and then the hang up. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, is John Larrabee there, please?
Just a minute. Okay. He doesn't seem to be here.
Okay, well, just tell him that Frank called, would you?
Well, no.
Okay, goodbye. No, don't laugh. This is the good part coming, the hang up. Don't laugh. Okay, tell him I called.
I won't.
Matthew, what'd you think about that?
That was pretty good. I wish you were on the air because I would have a suggestion if someone didn't have internet access, they could just call the show and get put on hold. And well, then they could listen all they want.
All right, so are we on hold when you were on hold?
Yes.
Still,
yeah, I turned my radio off. I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
So I turned the radio off and, you know.
I didn't realize that, so we're even on hold even though we're off the air. Well, thanks for the info. Matt, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
I called him Matty. Maybe prefer to be called Matthew. This is weird. We're not even on the air. It's like you're talking to yourself or something. Well, we're not. We know we're not. They just proved that. Now, news coming up, 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.